Domradio im Gespräch.
Hello Anna, it's a pleasure to have you here. Welcome to the Domradio studio.
It's good to be here.
You are currently touring Germany with your organ program. How do you experience Germany and your audience?
Oh, I love Germany. There's something about German audiences. I was playing in Nuremberg a couple of weeks ago, and I was in my dressing room in the interval. And my dressing room had a window to the outside, and someone knocked on the window, and they bought me an ice cream, which they passed through the window. And I do just think, yeah, German audiences are the best, in my opinion. Not just because of the ice cream, obviously.
Dread. You've been in Cologne for a few days now. You already had the opportunity to play the large organ in Cologne Cathedral. How do you like this organ?
I love this organ so much. It's interesting, with the music that I play, doing transcriptions of orchestral music and film music, sometimes, most of the time, it's a bit of a compromise on every organ, trying to get some of the right sounds, but otherwise tweak it to try and make it sound as good as possible on that particular instrument. But here in Cologne, I'm finding that I don't need to compromise. I can just create exactly the sound that I was hoping I might be able to create. And because you're controlling not one organ, but two organs from one keyboard, one console, it means that you can create a sense of spatial separation between different bits of music, which gives this amazing sense of clarity, sings into that acoustic so beautifully. And I have cried multiple times while rehearsing here because I love it so much.
Oh, that's great. But Cologne Cathedral is a very large room and the acoustics are difficult. There is a long reverberation. Mm-hmm. What was it like playing the organ in the cathedral for the first time?
Again, I cried, basically. It's really useful because there is a function where you can record yourself playing and then go down in the lift and walk around the cathedral while it plays back to you what you just played on exactly the same sounds. And it means that you can check all the balances because it sounds different everywhere. You can check all the balances and adjust them accordingly and adjust the way you play as well. So you can check if the tempos are working in the acoustic and things like that. But I love the reverberation time because I think it acts a little bit like the sustain pedal on the piano. And for so much of this orchestral music, it needs that little bit of reverberation, or in this case, a lot of reverberation to help create the right sound.
How do you make film music sound so good on such a traditional instrument like an organ?
One of the challenges is trying to make it work on each individual organ. But I think of organs as very orchestral instruments. I mean, you have, particularly on an organ of this size, you have most of the instruments of the orchestra contained within the organ itself, or at least a replica of them. And so actually it's quite a fun challenge thinking, how are you going to make it unique for that specific organ and that specific concert? And for me, this is the music that makes me the happiest when I play. It's the music that makes me feel like I'm flying when I play. And so it just feels like such a joy to get to play it in such an extraordinary space.
Well, it's a very special place, of course. But why do you think your organ videos on TikTok and Instagram are so successful?
I have no idea. I don't really understand what has been going on social media for the last couple of years. But I think with a lot of people, it's a curiosity about the instrument, because I feel like we know as organists what goes into setting up a recital program like this. We know the complexities of choosing registrations and the complexities of listening back to balances and adjusting them. But that is a totally unfamiliar world for so many people. And the thing I have found is that people are really eager to learn more about this world and to hear what it feels like from our perspective as the organist. So often when people hear organ music, they are just listening and they can't see anything. And suddenly, with social media, you can let them see it from your perspective and you can bring them into your world and show them the kind of human side of being an organist. And I have just found that people find that really fascinating and then want to come to the concerts to experience it in person.
Yes, and we are very excited about your concert tonight. But do you understand if some people feel uncomfortable with playing film music in a sacred space?
I think that is a sensitivity, and I always try and make sure that there is a discussion with each individual venue and make sure that they have like approved it. But I do think like the music that I play is never blasphemous. That's a very important thing. But I think I see it as a really exciting opportunity to perhaps welcome people into a space where they might not have felt they could go before, because I know for some people, if they aren't explicitly religious, they feel that they can't go into a sacred building, which we know not to be the case. We know that that isn't true. But sometimes it needs something like film music, which is something that is so familiar and so loved across the board. It sometimes needs something like that as a sort of gateway to bring people into the space and to allow them to experience it on their terms, if that makes sense. So I hope it can be seen as a kind of powerful tool to bring people into the church, as opposed to something that contradicts the message of the church, if that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. And how do you balance your role as a professional organist with your activities on a social media influencer?
I don't really see myself as an influencer. I see myself as an organist who posts on social media. And I do all of my social media myself, which is very important to me because I feel it's very personal and I would hate for someone else to be doing that on my behalf. It's not that time consuming, because what I do is I basically just leave my phone filming while I'm rehearsing the whole time. And if there is a moment that I really want to share, then I will stop filming straight after the moment and just start the video again. So I know that it will be towards the end of the video that I want to clip it down. And then I post it and I share it, and I try not to spend too much time actually on social media. I tend to just post and then go, although I have been on social media quite a lot over the last couple of days, keeping an eye on the number of people saying they're coming so that we can plan accordingly with the church and make sure that we can fit everyone in. But normally I try not to spend too much time on it.
Okay, and what do you want the audience at your concert in Cologne Cathedral to take home with them from this concert?
I think I want them to take home what an emotional instrument the organ is, because I think that is why so many of us love it so much. It feels like it can embody so many very deep, very complex emotions. It is not just the loud, bombastic instrument that a lot of people think it is. It is incredibly beautiful and incredibly sensitive and versatile. And so I hope that people take that away. And I hope that also, going back to what we were talking about a moment ago, I hope that perhaps people coming to the cathedral for the first time might be inspired to come back and hear the organ again in different hands, hear different organists play it, hear the choirs sing here, and that this is seen as a bit of a gateway for them into the world of cathedral music here, because we know that that is a very, very rich, exciting world, and it's one that I hope more people might explore.
Thank you. I wish you a great concert and a good time in Germany. And thank you very much for the visit to Domartisch Studio. Thank you very much.
Not at all. Thank you so much for having me.
Domradio im Gespräch.